Howdy. I'm John Perry Barlow, and I'm really sorry I am not there with you tonight. I think this is an enormously important occasion, and I think what you're creating here is an enormously important organization. I think that implicit in freedom of speech is the right to know, and the right to know what all people know. Creative Commons, by setting up essentially a conservancy of the mind, is preserving and expanding that right to know, and making it possible for the fruits of human intelligence to not only be known, but to be stewarded, protected, and taken proper care of. I think we have an enormous transition to go through as a species, as we get away from the notion that thought is inherently possible to own. I personally think that there is something deeply oxymoronic about the term intellectual property. But as long as we have set up a huge matrix of laws and social understandings that traffic in that assumption, we have to meet the conditions as we have found them and to use what exists to preserve the human patrimony. In the final analysis, what you are doing now is to assure that your great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren will have access to the glories of your age and all others, and that it will not be buried in the bodies of the institutions that are trying to clutch it to their breasts even as they totter dying. Thank you.
Now, never before in the history of man, on the very same stage, endorsing the very same ideal, I bring you Jack Valentine.
Say, why on earth are you debating Larry Lessig, the most brilliant lawyer in America? Why on earth would you have the temerity to do that? And my answer is, well, when I get on the platform with Larry, it makes me famous. And my friends say, no, it makes you a dumbass. That's enough of a confessional right now. But I wanted to say just a few words about Larry Lessig's concept of Creative Commons. I'm attracted to it for the following reasons. First, Larry makes it clear that he is respectful of and supports copyrighted material that artists create, and he believes it ought to be protected. But he also says, and I agree, that there are those people who have copyrighted material who may want to give up part of their copyright or all of it to put on the Creative Commons and let other people view it or hear it or whatever. And I have no problem with that. I think that's part of the free society in this country, that if you want other people to have your material that you have created free of charge, with your permission, wonderful. And I find that to be a salutary kind of thing. But I think it's also important, as Larry staunchly believes, that those people who have copyrighted material, whether it be a book or a television program, a home video, or music, or movie, or computer software, and who want it protected so that they can make sure that it can move through various venues where that material is brought to the public and given to consumers at fair and reasonable prices. So I think what Larry's come up with is a marvelous balance between the protection of copyright material and the dissemination of material that copyright owners want made available to others without any charge at all. So I thank you, Larry, for bringing this concept to life, and I think it's something that is useful and worthy, which is why I support this discussing Compact, the Creative Commons. So thank you for letting me say a few words, and I hope, Larry, the fact that I'm supporting you in this doesn't ruin your reputation.